Penetanguishene will soon leave two areas to nature. With support from the town, Severn Sound Environmental Association, SSEA, was successful in securing $50,000 from the Great Lakes Local Action Fund to complete on-the-ground habitat naturalization, restoration projects on municipally owned land in both Penetanguishene and Midland. The partnership is expected to improve pollinator habitat and biological diversity while increasing the importance of community action education when it comes to habitat restoration. The move also helps both municipalities achieve climate change action goals, such as enhancing the landscape's capacity to sequester greenhouse gases, contributing to climate mitigation and adaptation. Last month, Penetanguishene Council opted to submit an application in pursuit of a B City Canada designation, which Midland acquired a couple of years ago. Council and staff are confident that joining the movement to support pollinator protection is the right thing for the municipality to do, the municipality noted in a release. Both of the initiatives outlined above support the town's Climate Change Action Plan and Penetanguishene's current strategic plan that aims to celebrate and strengthen its natural environment. With that in mind, the town has committed to naturalizing the following two areas of municipally owned land: Tarrion Park at 21 Tarrion Court and J.T. Payette Park at 67 Edward Street. Town staff will be working with SSEA Watershed Resilience, Wetlands and Habitat Biologist Michelle Houdelin and Climate Resilience Habitat Intern Emma Maurice. For more information about the B City Canada Initiative, click here.